Dirk, it's my job to make you smile. So
that won't be hard today.
Dirk, Izbitz has been talking about this for a month. The stick carriers are going to come out in force at one particular day in training camp. Dirk, we don't have the date yet. You are going to notice them, and so are the players, Dirk. They're going to be loud. Izbitz is going to whip them into a frenzy. What is your message, Dirk, your basic message to these diehard Buck fans? These are the diehards.
Okay, well, first off, I am extremely fired up about the stick carriers, okay? And not because of the name. That is a cool name. I'm going to give you guys, that is a cool name. It's weird how it came about. That wasn't the plan.
Dirk, there's T-shirts. Okay, yeah.
But here's what I like about it. When I hear you guys and I hear the commish and the people that call in talking about the stick carriers, really what the stick carriers are, and you guys have been here a long time, it's the Seattle game, right? It's the Seattle game. It's bringing that crowd at Ray J. The stick carriers are just the ones out front of the charge. But I know what it's like to play in stadiums when you're playing against the home crowd and the other team. And if we get that home crowd like it was in that Seattle game for 8 home games, we're going to be tough to beat.
On that front, Dirk, the fan energy, I know you said you didn't intend for that to happen the way it played out, but a lot of times you speak to the fans. You know, you say, hey, no jerseys in the lower bowls, and people eat that.
I was serious about that. Yeah. I was very serious about that, and I like that a lot.
And people eat that up, and they, you know, they hear your messages, and do you feel like you're connecting with the fans, or you can't think of it that deep? You're trying to mostly motivate your team? Because I don't know if you realize, if you get it out in public, you're really like a folk hero around town in such a huge way right now.
Well, you know, the jersey thing I was dead serious about. The first year I was here, and we played a couple of those teams from the Northeast. And
the
there
traditional
was,
teams.
The traditional teams that travel well. I mean, we had to go to silent count in our own home stadium, and that's just not right. And the organization, the fans, and the team has to play better, okay? Anytime I start talking too much about my role with the fans, they're going to slap me right back down to earth, and there's always going to be a bunch of people on Joe Buck's fans telling, hey, Dirk, worry about coaching the team. And I get that. That's my ultimate job. But I'm always looking to give us every advantage we can get to try to win, because it's all about winning. To answer your question directly, I'm worried about motivating my team, but I want the fans' help, because we need the home field advantage.